Okay, 19b3, Yud Ches Amid Beis. Yud Ches Amid Beis, let me see. Seventeen lines from the bottom of the page. Okay, the Gemara is talking the whole time now, this guy says, we signed the document, but it wasn't kosher, we were forced, we were kids, we were not kosher, whatever. So now it says like this. Eidemer tonight, ve'eidemer eina tonight. Two people sign a document. Yeah? You have it, 19, you test them in base.
19b3.
Yeah.
Second column or first column?
First column. 17 lines in the bottom of the page.
Okay.
Now, two witnesses sign a document. Yeah? Now they call in the witnesses to verify it. So one witness says there was a stipulation in the document, an oral stipulation, and one says there wasn't an oral stipulation. So now the question is, do they cancel each other out? So the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says like this, Tavayil Bishtarim Malia Komasidim. Both are testifying, really, that the document is a kosher document. Because there's no written stipulation. Bahide Kamer Tanai, and this witness that says it was a condition linked to the document, is Havali Chad, is only one witness, Vein Dvarav Shalecha B'Mokim Shnayim. And one cannot contradict two. In other words, like this, Reuven and Shimon signed the document. Let's say a loan document, or whatever it is, a business document. Then they come in to validate the signature. Reuven says, there was an oral condition over here. Shimon says, no, there wasn't. Now, in the document itself, it doesn't say anything about a stipulation. It doesn't say anything about a condition. Reuven says, there was an oral condition connected to this document. So the Papa says, let's analyze very simple. Both people are saying it's a kosher document. Reuven says there's something that's the problem. So he is one against Reuven and Shimon, who testified that the document is a kosher document. And therefore, the document stays without the condition. But they're not contradicting each other. Because they're both testifying on two things. Both testify that the document was kosher. But one says there was a condition, one says there wasn't a condition. So the one that says there's a condition is going against both of them, including himself. So Maskalot Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, so Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua asked the question, Ihochi, if that's the case, Afilu Tarvayo Nami. Even if both witnesses say there was a stipulation, he shouldn't be believed. Because when they say the document was kosher, right? That means it's saying the document as is kosher. Now the document doesn't say any stipulation, which means this loan took place without any conditions. Now they're coming and to undo, to retract their earlier testimony. We learned already, you can't retract an earlier testimony. Once witness testify, you cannot retract it. El Amninen, what do we say? These guys are coming now by saying there's a condition to rescind the document. So therefore, one witness is also coming to undo a signature. So the Gemara says like this. Therefore, he deserves to be accepted. In other words, like this. The fact that Rav Nachman said, before in the Gemara, at the beginning of the Gemara, Rav Nachman said before in the Gemara, that if two witnesses that signed the document say there was a condition in the document, then we believe both of them. Okay? They're believed. Why? Because we say they're not coming to undo their testimony. Because he should also, in other words, they're not coming to uproot the testimony, they're just explaining their testimony. So then, if one guy comes, why should it be, there should be one against one, one saying there was a condition, and one of them saying there wasn't a condition, they should cancel each other out, and that's it. But the Gemara says, Hilchasa, Keravone Bereid Rav Yeshua, that says the stipulation is believed. Okay? Meaning that the guy would have to fulfill the stipulation before the document is validated. Rav Papa didn't agree with that. Rav Papa said that if you have two witnesses testify on the signature of a document, and one of them says it was a condition, he's not believed, so there's no condition. But the Gemara says, Rav Nachman did not say that before. That's what Rav Papa says here. But Rav Nachman said before, if both witnesses say there was a condition, they're both believed. So if so, even one should be believed, that the guy would have to fulfill the condition, and that's the halacha like Rav Huna. So if one of the two witnesses say it was a condition, you tell the guy fulfill the condition, and then the document is valid. What?
It's irrelevant to them. The condition is a separate issue. So even today you have a loan documents are signed, and you have prior to funding condition. That prior to funding condition has nothing to do with the witnesses signing the document, right?
Right. Well, I don't know what it is in legal law, but yeah, in other words, it's not a retraction. The Gemara is saying like this, we know that once witness testify, you cannot retract the statements. But that's only if the retraction contradicts the first testimony. The first testimony says he lent the money, then they say no, he didn't lend the money. Then they're not believed to retract the statement, because once they testify, they're believed. But Rav Nachman said in the Gemara before, when two witnesses testify about a document, and then both witnesses say there was a stipulation in the document, they're not retracting their statement. They're not retracting their testimony. All they're doing is explaining it. See, when the Gemara says the rule, Kivin Shehigid, Shuv Einachezer Amagid, once a person says testimony, they cannot retract it. That's only when you contradict the first testimony. But here he's not contradicting what Rav Nachman said. What Rav Nachman is saying is, the guy said the document's good. Now we're just adding to it, there was a stipulation involved. And therefore we would have to do the stipulation. Okay. Then the Gemara says, there's a new piece of Gemara also. Tan Rabbanan. Yeah, about 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Yutas Samid Beis. Tan Rabbanan learned. Shnayim Chsumim Al Ashtar V'Mesu. Two people signed the document. Kosher document, a witness, everything, and they died. Now, we learned already before in the Gemara, how do you validate a document if the witnesses died? So either two witnesses come and testify that this is their signature, or if Bezdin has their documents already validated in a different, from a different case, Bezdin says, okay, this is good. But that's not what happened over here. Two people died, signed a document and died. Then what happened was, Ubo Shnayim in Ashuk, two other witnesses come from the street, and they say, Yodainu Shiksav Yodamu, we know this is their signature, but Anu Simhayu, they were coerced to sign. Ktanim Hayu, they were minors when they signed. Psule Edis Hayu, they were non-kosher witnesses. The din is, Are Elu Nemonim. The witnesses are believed.
Why?
Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitte. Because, who's validating this document? The two witnesses that are coming now to say this is their signature. The same mouth that says this is their signature is saying it's not kosher. So they're believed. But im haya yash edim shiksav yadamuza, but if there are other witnesses that testify this is their signature, or ksav yadam yaitzim mimakam acher, there's other documents that have this, mishtar shekarov irid, from another document that there was a question on, and vohuchzik v'bezin, and Bezin validated the document, Ain elu namonim, they're not believed. Okay? And the Gemara is going to go into very interesting, very remarkably interesting Gemara coming up now. In the whole concept of this very interesting Gemara. So Gemara says like this. We have a document, two witnesses signed it. Oh, Mashiach came. A little late, but Mashiach came.
Well, he's there. He showed up, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, you test some in the page, like 10 lines in the bottom of the page. The new Gemara is starting now. Okay, there's two witnesses signed the document. They died. Two other witnesses come and said, yes, this is their signature, but there were four kids, not kosher, bottom line. So the thing is, they're believed, because who's validating the document? They are. At the same time, Peshos and Peshit, they're saying that it's not a kosher witness. What happens though, if Beis Din already validated this document, or could validate the document, from a different document that they wrote, that somebody questioned their signature, and Beis Din validated it? Because there's a rule like this. How do you know the other document is good? How does Beis Din validate the document? They have another document, the signature looks exactly the same. So you say, okay, it's probably good. The question, how do you know that document was good? Maybe it was also forged. So Gemara says, what's the case? Somebody already questioned that first document. And it was validated in Beis Din. And once it becomes validated in Beis Din, this is permanent signatures for them. It's on file. That this is their signature. Now, if this is their signature, Beis Din knows it's their signature. Do we need these two witnesses to say it's their signature? No. Even without them, we know it's their signature. Therefore, they're not believed to say there weren't kosher witnesses. There were four minors, false relatives, whatever. So therefore, if you have a document, right? You have a document, and two witnesses come along, and Beis Din validates the document. And two witnesses come along and say it was not a kosher signature because they were forced, kids, whatever it may be, they're not believed. Okay? So now the Gemara asks a remarkable question. So the Gemara says, Umagvinen bekishtarim alya? So therefore you're gonna go collect from this document? You mean tell me that the document's valid? But the Gemara says, Trey ninu, it's two against two. Okay, let me explain this Gemara a little bit, and before the Gemara is gonna go into a caution, a zomel. If two witnesses say, you lent money. Two witnesses say you didn't lend money. What's the din? Two against two, cancel each other out, there's no testimony. Okay, that's the halacha. But just to explain, I need to explain this din. It's a very interesting din of witnesses. Well, let's take it even to an extreme case. Two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon. Two witnesses say no, Levi killed Shimon. Now everybody knows Shimon's dead. he's in the street. Two witnesses, kosher witnesses, say Reuven killed him. And two other witnesses say no, Levi killed him.
Was the other two witnesses kosher?
Oh, kosher. They didn't go to the garage, to the Chabad. Kosher. No.
We learned the second one's always
good. No! That's by Hazama. Same. 1 minute. That's what Gemara is going to be discussing now. But the Gemara goes in. So what this is called hakhosha. Hakhosha means contradicting each other. What's the din? The witnesses contradict each other. It's as if there are no witnesses. That's it. So we know Shimon's dead, but Reuven can't get killed, and Levi can't get killed, because there's no witnesses, because they contradicted each other, they're both out.
That's before a verdict.
Yeah, we're talking about before the verdict. Yeah. Now, so let's analyze this situation for instance, to go off a little bit. One of those two people are one of those two groups are liars or not?
No mistake.
No, there's no mistake. When you testify, you have to be certain. There's no mistake. I think, you know, so if the guy says, I think Reuven killed him, that's no good. You have to see, they're definite, Reuven killed him, right? And they're definite, they say Reuven killed him. Now, one of those groups are liars?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Can each group, group A and group B, be witnesses in another case?
Yeah, because you don't know which ones are
liars. The halacha is each one could. Why?
Together.
One minute. Oh.
Right.
Can group A testify in another case? Yeah, because we don't know they're liars. Maybe the other group are liars. Can group B testify? Yeah. Can one witness of group A and one witness of group B testify together? No. Because one of them for sure is a liar. Okay, which is very logical. You know? One of the groups is liar, but if you look at each group, you're kosher. You're kosher. But you can't look at one guy from each group testifying together. For sure one of them's a liar. Okay? Now, that's called hakhosha. Hakhosha means you don't believe the first, the second, the third. By the way, if you have three groups, one says Reuven killed Shimon, somebody says Levi killed Shimon, one says Yehuda killed Shimon. It doesn't matter. Another thing which is very important to keep in mind, not relevant to the Gemara, but just in Halacha, two witnesses against 100 witnesses are equal. If two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon, and 100 witnesses say Levi killed Shimon, they cancel each other out because 2 and 100 in halacha is the same. Okay, once you have two kosher witnesses, trei kameya, 2 is like 100, 100 is like 2, and they cancel each other out. That's no testimony. Now, the gezeirah kosher. It doesn't make sense. 100 is better than 2. It makes more sense that 100, but the Torah said that's it. All these dinim don't make sense. No, the whole Eidus doesn't make sense. Now, Hazam is what you were talking about. Hazam is not when you testify on the facts of the case. When this one testifies, Reuven killed Shimon, and this group says Levi killed Shimon, they're arguing on the facts of the case, not on the witnesses. Understand? Hazama is something else. One group witnesses testify Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning, 10 o'clock in LA. Yeah? Comes along another group and says, we don't know Reuven Shimon, we don't know them. But we know one thing, that 10 o'clock Monday morning, you were with us in Hawaii. So how could you testify that Monday morning, Reuven killed Shimon in L.A., 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, you were with us in Hawaii. Yeah, so what's the din then? So again, they're not testifying about the facts of the case. They're testifying about the credibility of the witnesses. Then the din is, you always believe the second group. And if a third group comes, by the way, a third group of witnesses come and say, how could you testify that he was with you? I mean, you guys were with us in Hawaii when you guys were with us in China.
So the first group should be believed then, in that case.
Yeah, so you
go back in other words, that's right.
Right. So the last group, and this again, why should I believe group 3 over 1 or 2? Maybe 3 is lying and 2 is the truth. But you're right. If that group, so they undo the second, so then the first group stays a good group. But then the Torah says, now, but you do to them what they wanted to do. Does this group wanted to kill Reuven? See, now you kill them, the whole thing. But over there the Torah says, you always believe the second group.
The last group.
The second or the last, right.
In the Hazama.
Right. Hakhosha, and this is what the word the Gemara is going to be using a lot, to Hakhosha and Hazama. Hakhosha means you deny the facts, not the credibility of the witness. Hazama is you discredit the credibility of the witnesses by saying, how could you testify what you did? When you did, you guys were with us. In a place, like the Gemara says, there's no way you could have gotten there.
Seen it.
You know what I mean? Like Gemara says, if you have a fast camel, you know, that can get there maybe. or somebody does say New York, LA. So if Lamarshall, there's a 10-hour difference. They say, how could you testify you were there midnight, at 10 o'clock in the morning you were with us? It's possible they got there from 10, they could have gotten to New York by midnight.
Would it be Hazama if the second witnesses say that we saw not you guys, but actually somebody else killed the same
person? That's Hakosha. That's the first case. Two people say Reuven killed them, two people say Levi killed them. Then they cancel each other out. Now, what's the Gemara's question over here? The Gemara's question over like this. When two witnesses sign a document, yeah, that document is a kosher document. Correct? We assume, and Bezdin assumes, that they're kosher witnesses. Comes along the second group and says, you were forced to sign it. Right? Meaning, your signature is no good. Meaning the loan didn't happen. So why do you collect? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says that if the document goes out from somewhere else, meaning Bezdin already validates the document from before, so the witnesses are not believed to say they were forced, kids, minors, all that, right? So the Gemara says, and you're telling me therefore the document is a kosher document? Why? Two witnesses are saying, meaning Bezdin validates the document. Bezdin is saying, testifying, that this document is good. Two other witnesses are saying, it was coerced, it was forced. So it's not a good loan. It's not a kosher loan. So why is it a two against two? That's what the Gemara asks. Right? Got it? So Gemara says, if Bezdin validates the document that it's good, and these two witnesses are saying it's no good, why do you just disqualify the second witnesses? It's two against two. And it should be good. I mean, not good. The you have no document. If two witnesses say the document's kosher, and two witnesses say the document's not kosher, what's the din? There's no document because we don't have witnesses.
The document is invalid already.
That means that Bezdin testifies that the document is good. That means the loan did take place. These two witnesses are saying a kosher loan didn't take place because they were forced. Right? So why isn't two against two? So why does the Gemara say you can collect with the document? So Gemara says an interesting statement. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says like this. Zeis emetis, this din itself proves that a kosher tchilas hazamihi, that the contradiction of witnesses in the facts is the beginning of Hazama. Hazama is the case when you disqualify the witnesses themselves, meaning like this. What the Gemara answers like this. The din is, by Hazama, you have to do it in front of their faces. In Bezdin. That means, when two witnesses come, we'll take this slope, it's a very important one. When two witnesses come and say, Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in LA, yeah? And then two come and say, how could you say that? You were with us in Hawaii. That second group of witnesses has to contradict the first group in front of their face. If they're not around, and later two witnesses come to Bezdin and say, those two guys, they were with us in Hawaii. That's not Hazama. The Gemara learns out from Psukim, yeah, that you have to undo them in front of their face.
If this was,
they can't defend
this
themselves.
Happened today,
that they should.
If this happened today, they have you could check because the airline tickets, they got cameras all over the place. You know, you can find out. You find all these people in Hawaii or whatever you went.
And the Gemara is going to explain. Ukshem, go to the top of the page. Ukshem shemazin and ein mazim etzayidim elu b'fneim. Just like Hazama, you have to testify against the person in front of his face. Okay? Kach ein machichin es ha'edem ele b'fnein. The same way, you can't contradict witnesses without them being there. Now, who were the first witnesses? They're dead already. Remember, they signed the document, they died. Who's the first group of witnesses? The guys that signed the document, the Bezdin validated, right? But those witnesses are the ones that are being contradicted by the second group, by saying you were forced. Correct? Mm-hmm. Those witnesses died already. You can't, so if, that's what Rav Sheshis is saying, Hakhosha is the beginning in Din of Hazama, and just like Hazama, the Gemara learns, needs to be done in their presence, Hakhosha also needs to be done in their presence. And therefore, in this case, you know why it's not two against two? That you cancel each other out? Because it's not in front of their face. And therefore, the second witnesses cannot contradict the facts of the first testimony if the first witnesses are not there. Therefore, all we're left with is the first kosher witnesses, and therefore, Bezdin collects the debt.
How about if one of the signing witnesses died and the other one alive?
He could only he could testify on his own and on the others, on the second guys, but he's only counted as one guy for the second. Reuven and Shimon signed the document. Reuven died. Okay, so you can't validate as a thing, right? Shimon comes and says, yes, this is my signature and Reuven's signature. Right? On himself, a person is believed to say it's my signature. You don't need another witness. But because it's only him testifying that this is Reuven's signature, you need to get a second witness to validate Reuven's signature. On your own signature, you believed on yourself. But if I'm saying this is my signature and Reuven's signature, I'm only believed as one witness that this is Reuven's signature. So they would need a second witness.
Why would you say Hakhosha is the Chilas Hazama? Maybe Hazama is also the beginning of Hakhosha?
No, what the Gemara means is that we are comparing certain dinim together.
Because the other way around is, because which one is worse, Hakhosha or Hazama? Hakhosha is worse, because we say they contradicting the fact.
So the Mefarshim explained what the Gemara means over here is not that Hakhosha, beginning of Hazama process. What the Gemara means, they're similar laws. The Mefarshim, he brings down at the bottom that this, it should be noted that the Gemara in Bava Kama uses the word contradiction, beginning of Hazama, in a different context. Our Gemara does not mean literally it's the first step in Hazama, because it's not. What it means, that the two issues are similar and have common laws. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that, whatever. This is what they explained the Gemara to me. It's not that it's the beginning of Hazama. Just like Hazama can only be done in the presence of the two witnesses, Hakhosha can only be done in the presence of the two witnesses. Therefore, because they're dead, you can't have Hakhosha. We don't believe the second group of witnesses. Therefore, the first group is valid. The document is good, and we collect the document. So this is what Rav Sheshi says. Amalei Rav Nachman, so what are you hacking a chayinik? Ila avekamon. Okay? Umachishin lehu. He said, if the two witnesses, the guys that signed the document, would be here in front of our face. Yeah? And the second group of witnesses come and says, no, you were forced, you were kids, you were liars, whatever. Would it be Havak Choshe? It would be a valid contradiction. And we wouldn't be able to collect the debt because it's Hak Choshe. Davale Eidus Mukhashes is contradicted testimony. Hashe de Lesinu. Now that they're not in our presence. Ilu Havakamon del Mava Maidu, when they would be in our presence, they would admit, ma'am, we would believe them. In other words, it says like this. He says, if the two witnesses would come, yeah, the latter testimony if the witnesses were alive, then nobody died. So Reuven and Shimon signed the document. Yeah? And as far as we know, it's a kosher document. Comes along two other guys, and they testify, you guys were forced. You were cursed. You were kids. It's not kosher. It would be a valid hakasha. Right? Would you be able to collect that document? No. Two against two. Now that the witnesses are not here, so now we could say that if they were not present, maybe they would admit it. Mehemna, can we say they believed to go collect the debt? In other words, Rav Nachman says very simple. When this is very simple logic. If it will be two against two, if the guys will be alive, yeah, and they say we signed it, and the other two say you didn't, you were forced. Would it be a proper contradiction? Why not?
They're saying we signed it.
Yeah, and he says you were forced to signing it. So therefore, or you weren't kosher when you signed it. You were kids, your relatives, whatever. It's two against two. Yeah? Would you be able to collect with that document? No. Because it's two against two. So he says now like this. So use your brain. Now they're not here. They're dead. And maybe if they would be here, they would agree that they were forced. And you're telling me you can collect with the document? Rav Huna, what's his name? Rav Shesha said, you know why you can collect with the document? Because they're not here to contradict. So Rav Nachman said, it doesn't make sense. If they would be contradicted, would you collect with the document? Definitely not, because two against two. Now that they're not here, and maybe it's possible that if they would be here, they would agree with the second group of witnesses. So you're going to tell me you can collect with this document?
Maybe it doesn't count.
Yeah, but if they're alive, two against two, you couldn't collect. If they're dead, for sure you shouldn't be able to collect. Because maybe they would agree. And even if not, but two against two, you can't collect. So he says, Rav Shesha says a logic, why you should be able to collect with this document. But the Gemara's question remains, is two against two. Right? Two witnesses say the document's good, two witnesses say the document's not good, they should cancel each other out. So why do you collect with the document?
Because it has to be done right after it immediately contradicts one after the
other. No.
Not later, no?
It could be later.
Because you mentioned before that...
That's in one group of witnesses itself. Not the later group can come tomorrow, the next day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The witnesses died, of course, later, right? The signing witnesses.
No, the signed witnesses died alone. The loan was 5 years old. Yeah. The witnesses died 4 years ago, whatever. Yeah, and now the guy's coming to collect. There's a 5-year debt. So how do you collect it? And obviously the guy says it's forged. Obviously the guy's debating it because the litigant, I'm saying, well, if he agrees to it, what's the problem? Right? So the question is, the Gemara says, the way the Gemara is doing the Mishnah, that if the witnesses said, the witnesses died, and Bez invalidates is good, and then the Gemara says, these two witnesses are not believed because they're testifying against the first group, and therefore the first witnesses are good, and they can collect the debt. So the Gemara said, but it's two against two. And therefore the debt shouldn't be collected. Right? So then the Gemara says, no, you know why he could collect it? Because he can't predict them if they're not present. Like Azama. So Rav Nachman says to that, that doesn't make sense. If they'll be alive, you'd be able to contradict them. And now that they're not here, which is even more logic to say they're wrong, because maybe they would agree to the other group, and you're saying you can collect from the document? How can you do that? So therefore Rav Nachman says a very interesting din. Elo Amar Rav Nachman, what does it mean that when this price says the second witnesses are not believed if they say they were forced? He says a very interesting din. Okay, trei la hadi trei. Two against two. And then what do you do, Lepel? What do you do when there's two against two?
Supposed to cancel out.
And then what do you do? Let me ask you, say, two people say you lent them the money, two people say you didn't lend them the money. They cancel each other out, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
Bet them keep the money.
Why should bet them keep the money?
Because there's no loan. Nobody can collect.
So what do? You keep the money where it was. Chazaka. He lent me $1,000. Yeah? Two people say you lent me $1,000. Two people say you didn't lend me $1,000.
Go back to the beginning.
So they cancel each other out. So what do?
Same.
You keep the money where it was. Now.
Is that taken?
No, that's the thing. Because if there's no... You want to extract money, you got to prove it. Prove it. If there's no... cancel each other out. No, this is a very simple thing. Just listen to this. So there's two witnesses that died, but Bezdin validated it already. Correct? Okay. They're two. Then the other two come and say you guys were coerced. Right? So they cancel each other out. Correct? So then what do? You collect or you don't collect? The Gemara thought at the beginning you do collect. Because the second ones are not believed. That's what the Gemara thought. And the Gemara said, but it's two against two. So Rav Nachman said, that's not what the Braisa says. You taka don't collect the money. They're not believed. The second group is not believed. Right? Memela, it's two against two. And what do? You leave the money. So can you collect with this document? No.
Simple.
Huh?
Simple.
Very simple. No, because the more bothered the expression, the second ones are not believed.
Yeah.
Which implies that the first group is believed. You know, Bezin's validation is believed. So Gemara said, but still two against two. So Rav Nachman said, that's not what the Braisa means. They're not believed in what they say. But Lepayel, what do? It's two against two, and they keep the money where it is.
And if you have a third group coming?
Huh?
Then you have the third group coming.
Saying what?
So that...
1 minute. One group says he lent me the money. One group says he didn't lend me the money. What does the third group say?
That they did.
So it's like two and two. It's four and two is exactly the same.
Yeah, 200 is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they come separately.
Doesn't matter. This case that we said before is similar like this. The Gemara says there's two roads. Here's a road, and here's a road. Okay? There's a dead body in one of the two roads. We don't know which. This street has it underburied. Dead body, this street has a dead body buried. Yeah? So one of the roads is tummy, one's not. So Gemara says, two people walk on the road. One guy walks in this road, one guy walks in this road. Now the question is, are they tummy or not? So Gemara says, like, listen to this. If they come to Beis Din separately, so Reuven and Shimon, right? One Reuven, one here, Shimon, one here. So one of them for sure is Tamei. We don't know. So if Reuven comes to Beis Din by himself and said, Beis Din, this is the story. There's two streets. I went on one street. I don't know. Beis Din says, Tohar. Shimon comes and 2 hours later to Beis Din and says, what's the story? Beis Din says, Tim Tohar. I want him is for sure Tamei. It doesn't matter. Now I look at you. You're tar. I look at you, you're tar. What happens? They both come together to Beis Din. They're both tummy. They're both tummy. Because for sure one of them is tummy. Just in time.